Welcome to Shul Machshava Nadav, Shir's sponsor, Loinish Basar B'Yakov Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Mem. And the Nifla Moed is that this year, the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach, we're learning Daf Mem, and Daf Mem in Yevamos speaks about the Matzah of Pesach. And the Gemara in Daf tells us that the Matzah of Pesach, even though he cooked it in water, but if eventually he baked it in the oven, so the matzah still has a din of a lechem oini, a poor man's bread, because it became baked and looks like a bread, and you yotze dechoivo on Pesach. And as many Rishonim learn, if he did not bake it, so then it's a problem of a cholo. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim that you can yotze with it on Pesach. But because he baked it, he brought it back to the afiyo of a matzah, you reach the status of a lechem oini, of a poor man's bread, and you yotze in Pesach. And here we have an opportunity to speak, as we get to Pesach, that what's the idea of the lechem oini of Pesach? Do you have to have a bread of a poor man's bread? Why dafka poor man's bread? And more than that, the Torah tells us that the reason why we're eating matzah on Pesach is because we keep bechipoz on yotzasa Mitzrayim. You left Mitzrayim in a rush, in a hurry. And because you left in a hurry, that's why we eat matzah, because lo yispik betzekem la'achvitz. The dough did not have enough time to ferment, did not have enough time to grow. And that's why we're eating matzah. How does that fit the chipazon, the rush, to the lechem oini, which is a poor man's bread? How do these two things connect? So we mentioned some of the things that we also mentioned, Masechet Pesachim. And that is, what is the reason that Am Yisrael were in a rush to leave Mitzrayim? This Yetzias Mitzrayim was planned 400 years in advance, speaking to Avraham Avinu. So why do we have to be in a rush? So the famous answer brought down the name of the Chidol is that Am Yisrael were in Mem Tes Shai Tumo, they were in the 49th Kid of Tumo, and one more step, one more moment in Mitzrayim, they would fall in the 50th Shai Tumo, and they would never be able to come back. The Leshem does not like this pshat for a few reasons. Number one, he says it's not true that there's a 50th Shai Tumo. There's a problem with that. So Pikabal, you don't have such a Shai. But furthermore, the Leshem asks, how could Am Yisrael be in such a dire state? We know that Am Yisrael, for already many months, experienced Yad Hashem, because the Makkos, the plagues in Mitzrayim, were already going on for 10 months, if we hold every Makkah took a month. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that since Rosh Hashanah, they were not anymore working for the Mitzrayim, for the Egyptians. So why is Am Yisrael in such a dire state? Didn't they experience some spiritual elevation, some aliyah ruchnis through going through all the plagues, the Makkos and Mitzrayim? And just to add to the Leshem, we can also bring another question. The when did Am Yisrael eat matzahs? They ate matzahs before they left Mitzrayim. They left matzahs when they're still night, sitting and enjoying, they're already eating matzahs. And after Rabbi was told Am Yisrael not to leave the Mitzrayim too early. They should wait until the last second. So it doesn't sound that they're about to fall down the cliff and they were caught in the last moment. So the Leshem explains the Devim Shat. He says the reason why you have a chipazon, why we're in a rush, is because when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were not supposed to leave. As the Malachim said in Yamsuf, Halol of the Avodah Zarah v'halol. They didn't deserve to leave Mitzrayim. So the only reason they left is because Baruch Hu elevated them to a higher place from where they were. That is called Pesach. Lashon Passover, he passed over where they were, came to a higher place, and he elevated them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they didn't deserve it, even though they weren't there. And that is the idea of the chipazon. Chipazon, a rush, means that you're going quicker than time. Time, when you have time, that means you control the time. When you're in a rush, that means you're beyond the boundaries of this world. You're beyond the realms of time. Meaning, we don't belong here, it's not us. Because Baruch Hu is elevating us beyond this world in order to take us out of Mitzrayim. That's why it was done b'chipozen. This, by the way, Lost in Lova, it says, Ki loy b'chipozen tetzeyu, ki im b'shuv v'nachas. Am Yisrael not going to live in a rush to come when Mashiach comes. Then they will be deserving, one way or another, either through tshuva or through other ways, they will be deserving to come out of the Golos. But when they went out of Mitzrayim, they weren't deserving. It was supposed to be a chipazon and a rush, getting out of the state of this world to elevate themselves to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This connects beautifully with the idea of lechem oini. Because the Maharal says, what is a lechem oini? It's a lechem pashut, a simple bread, only flour and water. It's a simple bread of a simple person, Because the Gila Kodesh Baruch in the world is simplicity. Baruch is Mizgala Kepashut. All the complications, all the extra layers, for good and for bad, comes from a human being. That's already his stage, what he is processing in the world. But when we are in a state of being close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're connected to Hashem and his Kivyachal Maila, and his Kivyachal level, Kodesh Baruch Hu elevated us to above the world, so then we're eating a matzah, which is a lechem oini, a portion of bread. That's the connection of lechem oini to chibazon. Chibazon means that we're beyond the boundaries of the world, we elevate to a higher place, and lechem oini means we gilui Kodesh Baruch Hu of pshitus, a matzah which has no chometz, kayadua chometz is connected to Yetzer Hara, very, very simple, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what matzah is all about. A good Yom Tev and Chag Kosher v'Sameach. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list, or what's a good, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.